say, we start with a prayer every time, and so I would like to introduce our prayer leader, who is Martha Siegel.
Well, it's good to be back, isn't it, on this beautiful day? Mm-hmm. And as we ask God's blessings this morning on us and on our adventure that we'll be on for these next weeks together, we remember that our community is much, much bigger than what is contained within these walls. And so I'd like to begin this morning by asking you to take a moment in silence to pray for our brothers and sisters in Haiti. Earth-shaking, home-breaking, ground moved, the mountain into my way, tragedy. Broken bodies, broken hearts, broken lives. Haiti cries, and we cry with them. God, our hearts are aching as we try to imagine what the daylight brought to our brothers and sisters in Haiti. Heal the young eyes that have seen far too much on this day. Heal the hearts of many who have lost friends, family, and a way of life on this day. Be with those who are missing and those who are dying outside the grasp of loving hands to hold them, loving voices to soothe them. Move us over here from empathy to action, from sympathy to substance, as we contemplate what can be done to help today and many days into a forever changed future. Amen.
Amen.
Just a few announcements before I introduce our speaker. I think we've all been shocked by the devastation in Haiti. And I know Harriet brought a piece of paper from Catholics United, I think. What it does is suggest donations to go to Catholic Relief Services or to FONCROSE. FONCROSE is an organization that some of us have. There's a local chapter of FONCROSE. If you want to ask questions about it, Jane Fehrenbacher is a... I'm not sure she expected that.
No, I was going to suggest direct relief.
I was going to add direct relief also. Direct relief is another local organization that is very active. There are a lot of reputable organizations who are gearing up right now and who have the expertise on the ground and the expertise. So I know we're all very interested in doing what little we can, as well as our prayers, of course. Also, I think Harriet has put on all of our chairs a flyer about an event that is coming up on January 26th. Father Roy Bourgeois will be speaking at the Trinity Episcopal Church at 7 p.m. You may know him from his activities trying to shut down the School of the Americas at Fort Benning, Georgia. But he's speaking on breaking the silence, shatter the stained glass ceiling, which is about women priests, basically. Okay. Well, I want to welcome you all to this session. I also want to just tell you that we were all, those of us who were at the last session, were very appreciative that Bob did such a fine job of pulling together that video series, and that he did it while he was in exile from his home because he was being repaired after the Haitian Cease Fire. Bob is now back in his house, so we are rejoicing with him, but that sort of normalized his life some, we hope. Anyway, those of you who were here will remember that some of the film clips that he brought featured Father Richard Rohr. And so we decided, as a follow-up on the emerging church theme that Father Richard is so involved in, to read one of his recent books, Things Hidden, Scripture as Spirituality. And we are asking our very own Keith Forster to kick off our series. Many of you have heard this before, but some of you haven't, so let me introduce Keith briefly. He's a Californian, native of Sacramento, but he knows Santa Barbara well. He attended St. Anthony's Seminary and was ordained a Franciscan priest in 1961. He served as an associate pastor in Stockton. He also taught theology at the Old Mission here in Santa Barbara and at the Graduate Theological Union in Berkeley. In 1971, he left the priesthood and found Nancy and married her.
And she found me.
And she found you. And in 1973, he received a master's in counseling from San Diego State. He worked for 11 years in Bakersfield as a rehabilitation counselor for the state of California. In 1984, he retired and moved to Santa Barbara, to our great benefit, where he engages in his hobbies of woodworking, spiritual reading and development, and I guess I can't say taking care of Nancy. I'm sure they take care of each other. They have no children, but they have one cat. So, so anything else you want to know about Keith, you can ask him.
Good.